Hola gang, and welcome to Monday, June 17th, 2019, and you're listening once again to Old Nerd Radio. How y'all doing? I hope y'all got your cup of coffee, and happy late Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I had a good one. My son came over, and we played some video games, one game which I'll talk about in a few minutes. That I've really gotten addicted to. And then he showed me my Father's Day gift. He pre-ordered all of the Office Funko Pops, which I think are coming out either in August or September, one or the other. But I've talked about those before to you. They have Michael, they have Pam, Jim, Dwight, Daryl, Kevin, and then they have a special two-pack, which is a different Michael and Toby, and sorry about that, and then they have a Chase Jim, which is one of his Halloween costumes, the one that says book. I'm surprised they didn't do the three-hole punch Jim. I think that would have been a lot funnier, but that's okay. They may come out with that. So those are the initial ones coming out. He bought them all for me. It's crazy. I was just thrilled. And then we went over to a place called Blazin' Asian, which I've also talked about. Great Chinese food place. And picked up something to go. Then went over to his house, and we played the new Mario Party with my daughter-in-law. So had a wonderful time. He's a wonderful kid. I've got a great kid. So anyway, I hope you had a good Father's Day. I hope you got to do something with your son or daughter. And hope that they were good for you or good to you. I need more coffee. Update on ThinkGeek. I'm thinking it's over for ThinkGeek. I mean, they've got banners up on their website. 50% off. We're moving. The information talks about only having curated items in different GameStop stores. I mean, it sounds like it's over. They're trying to, just in typical fluff fashion, they're trying to lighten it up and make it seem like it's not over, but it sounds like it's over, which is really sad because I love things they geek. Now, if I can get my words to form, on another bummer note, Warner Brothers is bringing back the Banana Splits, which was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Well, it wasn't cartoon, actually. It was live action. That ran from 1969 to 1970, so not very long. But anyway, it consisted of four animal, the full-sized animal characters that it kind of reminded me of the Monkees type of humor. It was silly and it was fun. Big part of my childhood. They're bringing it back on Sci-Fi, it may be a Sci-Fi movie. I think it is on Sci-Fi, the channel, as a horror movie. Why does Hollyweird always have to take the wonderful things of my childhood and absolutely destroy them? So anyway, it looks like from the trailer, you can find it online, it looks like it's going to be straight to DVD and Blu-ray. But I mean, why destroy something innocent and pure and fun and make it into something twisted? So I'm gonna hard pass on that one. And finally, the game that my son and I was playing, a game called Slay the Spire. We played it on Steam, on my PC, and it's put out by a company called Megacrit Games. They're out of Seattle. And what it is a combination of a roguelike game with a deck-building card game. And he had wanted it for a while, got it recently, and exposed me to it yesterday on our time together, and I'm hooked. It is so much fun. And I usually don't like roguelike games because it means that you get up as far as you can get, And if you die, you start completely over. This is the case. But the thing is that there's so many variations, and it's so much fun, and it's so interesting that I don't mind. So anyway, if you like something like that, or you just like to check it out, Slay the Spire is the name of the game. So Google it or look it up on Steam. I'm sure it's probably coming to consoles because it's really fun. That is all I have for you today, gang. You guys have a freaking awesome day. Go ahead and follow me over on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Old Nerd Reviews straight across the board on YouTube, youtube.com/Old Nerd Reviews. I just released a video this morning. And on my website, oldnerdreviews.com. There you go. You guys have a freaking awesome day, as I said, once again. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye now.